There is one final question we can ask. What caused the loop current to form in the first place? After all, without this current, there would have been no upwelling, no significant primary productivity, no abundant amounts of organic matter accumulating on the seafloor, and no mineralization forming phosphate-rich sediments. We can trace the acceleration of the Western Boundary Current also back into the Miocene to tectonic events that occurred in the Lower Caribbean Sea. Several events were responsible. The first was the tectonic subsidence of a long, shallow carbonate platform that extended from Nicaragua almost to Jamaica. See Panel A. The Nicaraguan rise is the tan-colored unit with hash marks. The foundering of this barrier allowed water to flow more efficiently from the south to the north across this bounded carbonate platform system. See panels B and C above. Second, the formation of the Isthmus of Panama, even as a shallow sill and not a contiguous landmass, would have blocked the Caribbean current from flowing westward into the eastern Pacific Ocean. See panel D. With this 1-2 punch, the western boundary current from the Atlantic was prevented from flowing into the Pacific, and with the foundering of the Nicaraguan rise, could now flow northward to create and or accelerate the loop current. With high sea levels in the middle Miocene, the loop current could flow across peninsular Florida, stimulating upwelling and primary productivity.